Welcome to the Cycling Matters Podcast, your weekly dose of local cycling news, culture, tips, product reviews, and discussions about our love for bike. The Cycling Matters Podcast is brought to you in cooperation with Ciclo. In this episode of the Cycling Matters Podcast, we talk about bike commuting in Metro Manila. We'll talk about what works and what doesn't, our best and worst bike commuting days, our wish list for a bike-friendlier Metro Manila, and why the bike is the solution for many of our transport issues. Subscribe to the Cycling Matters Podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and anywhere you can find podcasts. We release new episodes every Monday. Just search Cycling Matters in your favorite podcast platform while preparing breakfast. Put on some earphones and enjoy the discussion. You can catch more of Cycling Matters on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and Instagram, or on our website at cyclingmatters.ph. Okay, good afternoon. I am Jan Daniel Del Monte.
I'm King Philart.
I'm Karen Sison.
Welcome to the Cycling Matters Podcast.
Yay!
Today, we have our guest, Mr. Aldrin Perlicano. He is a father of two preschoolers. He works for an international development consultancy organization in Manila. Aldrin is an urban planner and a daily bike commuter. Welcome to the Cycling Matters Podcast.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Hello.
Good to be here.
So, Aldrin, can you tell us a bit more about yourself?
Yes, as you mentioned, I'm a father of two young children, and I work Mondays to Fridays for this consulting organization in Makati. And I bike commute every day as long as weather permits and nothing really hinders my riding the bike.
How did you get into it? Cycling, biking?
Nagsimula ako 2015 as a regular bike commuter. And it really started because I used to work in Ortigas. 4 kilometers lang yung travel ko from where I live. And it really got to a point that yung 4 kilometers na yun would really take me like an hour. So lagi ako nalilate sa office. And the frustrating part is yung hirap talaga ng commute is because coming from Rizal, yung mga public transport like jeepneys and the buses, laging punuan yan. So araw-araw, lagi akong either sabit or kung makakaharap ako ng pwesto sa bus, laging literally my face would be on the glass, on the windshield. So nagsabi ko, this is really getting out of hand. So and then what really led me was because it really pushed me to walk actually paakyat ng Ortigas Avenue. So I told myself, kung maglalakad lang din naman ako, I'd rather move faster than walking. Yeah, and that's by cycling. So pero ano, back then 2014, I didn't know how to ride a bike. Never had a bike growing up kasi nanay ko takot-takot eh. Takot sa memplang, whatever. So and then pero noong time na yon, I was already aware of these groups of biking enthusiasts, particularly folding bikes. So I got to their one of their Sunday assemblies once a month. I got to see some bikes. Pero since nagmamadali akong magka-bike, and then yun yung accessible sa akin because design-wise, mababa siya, good for beginner. So I hurriedly got a bike for me, a folding bike, which I really didn't do much research. So nung kung kailan nabili ko na, doon ko na lang nalaman na ang dami niyang problema for geometry, for components. So yung pinanggastos ko pa really mas mahal pa sa halaga ng original na version niya. And then starting out, I just asked one person from that group na samahan ako because he lives nearby. So sinamahan niya ako one morning paakyat ng Julio Vargas, sabi niya. From there, nagtuloy-tuloy na because of the short distance lang naman. Pero nung time na yun, either nasa sidewalk lang ako dahil malapad naman yung sidewalk or magka-counterflow ako sa kabilang side eh. Dahil during mornings, walang bumabang kasakyan paakit naman ng Ortigas.
They're all going to Ortigas, yes, no? Not coming from.
Yep.
How many kilometers do you ride every day on average?
When I got a new job in Makati 2016. So meron na akong 2 years of experience riding my bike 4 kilometers one way. That tripled. Ngayon, daily I ride 13 kilometers one way from Pasig to Makati.
Nice.
So we 13?
13. Yeah. So one way.
Oh my god.
So per day 26.
So how long does it take you? Ano, gaano katagal yung commute one way? 13
on good conditions, like kung friendly yung mga stoplights. Kung lahat green, ano yan.
Sobrang like, feel good na. No?
35 to 45 minutes.
Wow.
Tuloy-tuloy. Pero syempre, kung hindi naman, like an hour, 60 minutes.
But still better.
Oo, kasi one time, isang beses lang ako nag-try na mag-UV Express pa-uwi ng bahay. 2 hours. From Ayala pa-uwi ng...
2 hours yung like nakasakay ka na or kasama well, like, may pila. Weight may pila
kasama
or...
na yung hintay which is
everything
but,
around
but
hours.
That's...
2 hours
oh. 2 hours
and that's one way so kung kung kumito ko sa umaga ng public transport like 4 hours a day that would be like 20 hours in 1 week
ubusan ng battery to no pila like, pila
part time job na yan
exactly di ba so and that's why ang important sa akin because you know I've got 2 very young children na gusto kong pag alis ko gising pag uwi ko gising so
right.
that really led me to biking yep as
right.
transport
so you're part of or actually you represent MNL Moves or how do you pronounce it MNL Manila Moves.
I ran this Facebook or mostly mga social media accounts Manila Moves. I started it, I think, early last year. Started with Facebook, then I did Instagram, Twitter. It really started because that's my way of debriefing my ride.
Sariling debriefing?
Oo, kasi like kinat ako ng isang jeep or private car.
Nice.
Or yung isang nakamotor or
yeah.
even kapwa natin
siklista
na or actually especially now like rainy seasons diba medyo pet peeve ko yung mga walang tapalodo walang fender
oh, no.
Oh I'm so sorry
3 meters guilty
don't worry, I have a fender
like 2 or 3
okay.
meters behind and it's still parang
sa mukha ko diba
sad
it started in that way na I would just write up something just to process.
Journal pala siya.
Doon siya nagsimula. And then I started talking to people as well during stoplights or water break. Mga Shimanong. Mga
Shimanong! Yes!
Yeah.
Awkward pa nga eh. Sabi ko, Otay, saan galing yan? Meron na akong set question eh. Saan siya galing?
Nice.
And then, like 8 out of 10, they would really open up and
yeah.
just share as well na galing ako dito sa Ayala, going to Cainta or Antipolo.
What's the farthest? Parang saan galing
ko? Like somewhere in Bulacan eh.
Bulacan. No?
The regular?
The regular,
oh.
everything.
Oh my God.
Tapos sabi niya, kahit saan daw, kahit saan, parang niya. Kasi ano siya eh, pintor na
oh, wow.
na he would accept paint jobs everywhere. So mga ganun. As meron from Rizal to Manila area aircon technician kasi doon siya may shop yung brother niya. So iba't ibang kwento.
Very familiar nga like 3 weeks ago I was riding along Ortigas Avenue and naghihintay ako ng red light to turn green. Tapos biglang sabi ng motorcycle rider sa kaliwa ko, sabi niya, "Nice bike, sir." So parang, whoa. Usually, motorcyclists, minsan, ano sila, diba? Medyo aggressive sila, parang
yeah.
they're annoyed at us. Pero ito, gin-read niya, sabi ko, "Siklista din kayo, sir?" Sabi niya, "Oh, boring nga ito."
Talaga?
Oh, sabi niya, "Eh, kaso, layo na nung travel
yeah.
ko, so, ano na ako, motor na raw siya." Pero sobrang
yep.
miss niya raw mag-bike.
True.
May naalala ko kwento. May kumusap din sa akin na nakamotor eh. Tapos sabi niya, "Sir, ganda ng bike niya. All aluminum na ba yan?" "All carbon na, sir."
Oh,
okay, back to you, sir. Okay, so Manila Moves. So you mentioned Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. May videos
yeah,
na.
Yeah, meron naman. Pero not really regular. Old, kasi naka... because of safety concern, lagi akong nagsusuot din ng action cam.
Mm, right.
Although,
yeah, I've seen some.
Yep, so because of that, nakakapag-record ako ng video. And kung meron lang interesting
na
mangyari or may point na related to what I would like to share, I would put out some video content.
So kapag chinek chinek ng mga tao yung social media accounts. Ano yung mga content na may kita nila?
Well, mainly is really because I'm an urban planner. So, I was really deliberate naman. I'm deliberate in the sense na all the messages there are all related to urban planning because I really wanted to share using some things na natutunan ko sa eskwelahan,
right.
Sa practice, sa trabaho when it comes to like building better communities and really promoting bicycling as mobility option. So yun yung makikita nila doon. I really deviate medyo sa mga memes or sa mga funny stuff. Although I tried to be funny, pero hindi ko yung forte naman talaga. So that's fine. And I mostly suggestions.
Right. Yeah. So it's more than just na before nag-start na parang debriefing or parang medyo, iba na, marami yep. Na iba.
Oh, kasi someone in the community ng urban planning got really interested sa ginagawa ko rin, and she told me na just try to be focused on the positive messages kasi marami ka na makitang people ranting naman
right.
Talaga about how
right, yeah.
Our system is really a failure, so yeah. Iwas na lang doon para hindi na dumagdag.
Okay. So can you tell us more about the advocacy that you're going for? What do you think of bicycling as a mode of transportation?
It's really doable. That's what I experienced and found out for myself. Kasi Metro Manila is really bicycle friendly in terms of like distance. But obviously maraming kakulangan, like primarily infrastructure. So in most of what I've shared so far, I would focus on talagang kayang i-bike, like Pasig to Makati,
yeah.
Yeah.
Pasig to Pasay, or even like to QC, Marikina. Lahat naman kayang i-bike because our terrain is not really that difficult pa nga eh.
Right.
I was able to ride sa Sydney back in February, and talagang sila rin, may hills sila doon. That's why yung mga bisikleta nila is really maraming gears, ganyan.
Mm-hmm.
Sa atin, makita mo, yung mga nakikita natin sa araw-araw sa kalsada, mga mano nga, Shimanong, single gear lang yon na job surplus bike.
Yeah.
Pero sila, kung sila nga nakakinakaya, I mean, di ba? Infrastructure talaga yun yung main issue. Pero it is doable. Kaya ang message ko is really, bicycling, more people get on a bike and more frequently. I really appreciate people going on long rides kasi on weekends because sila na yung mga mas nauna ng pinapakita nila. Sila na yung proof that you can bike actually here.
Mga pioneers.
Mm-hmm. Sila na yun. Mga. Pero, if we get more people to get on a bike on weekdays, to go everywhere, like to go to the bank,
yeah.
Church,
yeah.
Grocery.
School, di ba? To even to Lotto Outlet kung gusto mo na.
Pabili ng bike magtanalo.
Oh, di ba?
Component. So, if that can really help to be shared sa for us to be more aware and conscious na kaya naman.
Actually, yeah, since you mentioned the whole like Metro Manila actually being bike friendly in terms of distance, yeah. I super agree with that because when you're in a car, you feel like everything's so far because of the traffic. But then when you go on a bike, you're like, wow, it's not that far. Because, like, for example, I remember I went to a wedding. I came from Makati and going to San Agustin Church. I was like, this is just 6 kilometers, but it took so long to get there. I was so frustrated.
Yep.
Yeah.
Like even today, for coming here, I came from Congressional Avenue and kay Waze, ano lang siya, 13 kilometers lang.
Mm.
And I told myself, oh, ano lang yun ah. Pasok ko lang yun eh. So, it really makes you more conscious na, malapit lang talaga or maliit lang ang Metro Manila.
Suddenly, there's a connection na parang, okay, I know that in X number of minutes, I can do this number of kilometers. No?
Exactly.
Nagulat din ako nung nag-start ako, tinry ko lang, parang sabi ko, okay, from Quezon City, I'll go through I go to Luneta.
Yep.
Kasi parang, okay, gusto ko yung picture. Yung pag nagsisimula ka pa, parang, okay, turista mode.
Mm.
And then nagulat ako na in 45 minutes, 18 kilometers pala, ganun lang siya, parang wow. Usually LRT, another LRT, jeep, diba?
And you know, from a planning perspective, I just wanted to share, halimbawa, at least yung inner Metro Manila, yung Manila downtown mismo, mm-hmm. yung Intramuros, Laneta Park, obviously that was really laid out kasi by Daniel Burnham. He's an American planner mm-hmm. who actually drew up the plans for Chicago and another city. Pero siya rin gumawa ng Baguio plan.
Yes,
you know?
Yes.
You know? So, kung makikita mo, yung Metro, yung at least yung Manila, up to QC, you know, maganda yung layout ng cities natin. We have circumferential roads and radial roads. Aurora, you know, Ortigas Avenue, Shaw Boulevard. Kaya nga pinupost ko, like people just don't realize na if you're coming from Marikina, Bonnie Serrano, for example, is really congested.
Yeah.
The other day lang, may video na pinupost si MDA Chief Nebrija na swarms of motorcyclists, diba?
Right, yeah,
yung Bonnie Serrano going to Kamkrami. And I rode through that road sometime and what I realized, you know, kung maayos lang yung kalsada, kung meron lang tayong end of trip facilities sa mga destination natin, like bike racks, diba, obviously, like showers, ideally. People coming from the east, Marikina side, Katipunan side, Andang Sora, even as far as like Fairview, could ride their bikes going through Bonnie Serrano and on to their destinations, to San Juan, Ortigas. So lahat accessible.
Yeah.
Accessible.
Ideally.
Yeah, it's actually parang a fresh idea for hindi naman fresh idea, but it's really interesting to note na parang bike friendly yung Metro Manila. Because you know, I'm sure like sa unang impression like what?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Bike friendly?
Mamatay?
When Aldrin first mentioned that, I was like talaga ba?
Yeah, but it makes sense, diba? Like everything's accessible by a bike. Parang everything's close pala. Super dali lang pala pumunta. Kasi like for me, like kapag may mga tao like do you bike? Like is it safe? You know? And it's also like so with Pasig Transport when they did the survey, it's the top reason bakit hindi nagba-bike or hindi parang kinoconsider but hindi nagbabike, di tumutuloy yung mga tao.
And yun yung crucial, no? A lot of people are considering it.
Yeah, I have a lot of friends. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, because they're really also sick of traffic. Like, because so much time is wasted stuck in heavy traffic. But they want a bike. But the thing is, like, of course, safety. And lana, I think, for example, parents. Like, lana kung breadwinner ka.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what? Yep. Like, that's usually the issue that I see among like mga forums. Because I mean, I don't have that many parent friends, but I usually see that.
So I think, you know, our audience, a lot of people, I think the crucial question is that people always ask is bike commuting actually doable? And before we get into that lengthy discussion, we'll go on a quick break and we'll discuss what are your best and worst days commuting by bike.
A personal experience.
Oh my gosh.
Who wants to start?
Or do you want to, like, let's talk about our best, all like best experiences first.
Oh, yeah, like, we can do a round.
Yeah. Want to start?
Me? Wait, I think someone else because I know my worst. I know my worst.
Your worst. What a worst, you know?
Okay, I'll start. Well, I usually bike commute to Ortigas and then like, sobrang joy kapag nag-align yung stars, meaning yung stoplights.
like
green! Like, oh, red! Sabi magiging green! Like, yun yung best for me. It happens at like 1 out of 5 times. Sobrang saya.
Parang ano, no? Parang biglang naging criterium yung...
biglang naging time trial.
Time trial. Parang...
So, parang dapat maganda form ko baka yung manonood.
Oh, the odds are in your favor.
Oo nga eh. Parang ganun. So that's I think my best.
Your best days in commuting. Yes. Ako, best days ko in commuting are always when I get to wherever I need to be or I'm in a meeting on time. And I have to wait for those people who who are coming by car. Kasi dati parang lagi akong may guilt na when I was used to drive a car. Na, gosh, late na naman ako, lagi na lang late. Or parang, when that dreaded moment when you realize na, okay, I have to text the group chat and say, guys, I'm late 10 minutes.
That's me.
Diba? So parang, just that, just the parang peace of mind na, okay, alam kong makakarating ako doon kahit anong mangyari kasi lahat ng bagay malulusot ako. Every time, pag on time ako, yun yung best days commuting by bike?
Ako, basta makarating ng opisina actually ng maaga. And for me to be able to like, kanina pag galing office, I'll be able to, I still have time to get a coffee.
Yung
best na, yeah, na days of commuting. Yep. Hindi ka naghahabol talaga. Mm.
Yeah. Okay. What about you, Karen?
So for me, well, I think medyo opposite yung sa akin is like, I like it when like, I know I'm running late, but then I somehow make it on time. Because okay, this always happens to me. Because sometimes like I bring my bike on the P2P from Makati to Katipunan, UP Town Center, and there are times like I wake up a bit late, and then so I'm like I'm really rushing, and then like it's so funny. Like I'm just like, oh my gosh, am I going to make the next P2P? And the last two times I did it, like I made it, and that really makes me feel how great it is to have a bike, because I feel like if I were in a car, even though technically like a car can go faster, you would have to wait for the stoplights and you have to pass certain places. So, oh, and I just want to share like one nice experience I had while bike commuting going from Makati to QC. I was going where I don't remember where I passed, but so suddenly a driver rolled his window down and was like wow, good job ma'am, like ang galing mo naman, like, and that kasi oh now I remember it was Marcos Highway, because wow. I was kind of having a hard time going up, so that was like motivation for me, because yung Marcos Highway going back to Aurora Boulevard,
so, Katipunan ano barangay,
yes, and because I'm personally not a very good climber, yeah, so that's usually like a struggle for me. So just hearing like an actual driver, like not against me, and actually giving me support, na like ang galing mo ma'am. Like, so I think like that was a pretty good day for me in bike commuting.
Gusto kong balikan yung sinabi mo about drivers would have to wait for the stoplights. Yung bikers naghihintay rin ng stoplights.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. Okay, I'm a law-abiding citizen.
Just saying.
I'm so sorry. Okay. No.
Actually, that's okay. I think we want to encourage also our fellow cyclists.
No, I follow rules, guys. I'm so sorry. I didn't mean it that way.
As much as possible, let's try to be, follow. And we want to maintain order, eh. Parang ganun yung concept,
and
of course,
we also want to make, you know, the reputation of cyclists, like as law, because we really are law-abiding citizens. We just wanna get to where we need to be safely.
Yep.
So okay, so worst days. For me, mixed yung worst and best. Worst days ko usually kapag super heavy traffic. So na-affect pa rin tayo kapag super traffic, like super siksikan. Lahat ng spaces andun yung mga motor, diba?
Oh gosh.
Or like kahit hindi lang motor, like pati from two lanes naging three lanes yung cars.
Yeah.
Like wala halang malulusutan.
Yeah.
Especially sa mga walang bike lanes. So yung mga worst days ko pag ganun, and then like kailangan ko mag-duathlon bigla. Biglang alis ako ng bike, punta ako ng sidewalk, takbo, dala ko yung bike, parang transition area. But so kaya siya medyo best, kasi medyo I kinda enjoy it also.
Challenge. Oh, worst days ko, very very basic, but pag nakalimutan ko yung record sa Strava.
Oh my gosh, that's the worst.
Yes. Oh no, did it actually happen?
Commute ka ba talaga?
Commute ba ako talaga? Pero pag yung mga ride naman to, parang yun nga, 2 kilometers, kaya punta lang ako ng kakain lang ako sa restaurant for na malapit lang.
Oh, that's nothing.
I actually don't record.
That's nothing.
Pero parang yung pang from Mandaluyong to QC, tas parang, namatay pala yung computer ko. Oh, no.
Sad.
Pero yun naman, you still feel the progress. May gains. How about you?
Same here. Worst day of commuting would be yung kapag sobrang congested yung kasada. And then the more you are reminded kung gaano ka pangit yung infrastructure natin.
Right, yeah.
Walang space for pedestrian. You can't even walk your bike. And then, usually kasi I would bring my work stuff sa bahay din kasi like I've got so many documents and my laptop, so couldn't really like carry my bike, so dun ako mas nahihirapan kapag sobrang siksikan.
Yeah, for me, I also agree, like in heavy actually there's a certain kind of heavy traffic where I really don't like it, kasi the kind of heavy traffic I like is when cars are at a standstill, because I can just like rub it in their face. Like, okay, I'm gonna go ahead. But the worst one is like heavy traffic, but they're moving. So, but yeah. Then I have a particular like experience because I was biking from QC to Makati, and then coming from like LRT 2, where you U-turn, and then you're supposed to turn right. I didn't get to turn right, so I had to go straight down to Marikina.
Oh no!
Then
I actually don't know the exact location, but there's this part nearing where you're going to go back to C5, and I just felt like all the cars wanted to kill me. Like I don't where was this? Kind of near Libis.
Ah, okay.
It's really super heavy traffic, because in general, I guess. There, sometimes cars are careful, but then in that area, I was really fighting for my life there. So it's so funny because I came from Marikina where I was like, wow, it's so chill here. I love it. It's so flat, like no other cars. And then I went to hell like immediately after. So that was pretty scary. And yeah. Now I always remember to like go to the right so that I don't. Because I was thinking, I can just go right anytime I want. But I couldn't. So... Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There.
Okay. Well, either you're on your best or worst days commuting by bike, no? I think we can all agree that it's doable, right?
Yep.
Yeah, and I think it like whether it's like the best or the worst, it's still better to be on the bike for me because any negative things, like the benefits outweigh all of the bad things.
Yep.
Like, because you get to where you need to be and you get exercise. It's always fun for me.
All right. So maybe let's do a round of what kind of bike commuting.
Yeah, para may context yung experience natin.
Si Aldrin has shared with us that he does 13
kilometers
each way. Yeah, no? 13 kilometers
to Makati
each way. How about you, Karen? What's your route, your usual route?
Okay, so the thing with me is that I don't really have super regular routes every day because the kind of work I do, I go to government offices and I process business paperwork like SSS, PhilHealth, Pag-ibig, I go to QC Hall. So, but then sometimes like I go to my parents' house and that's why I go from Makati to QC from time to time. But then, going from QC to Makati, or back, it's around 18 kilometers one way. So I don't do that often. That's usually once a week. But then the one I do more often is like going from Xavierville Avenue to different offices. So there's, for example, QC Hall. I think that's around 6 kilometers. And the way I bike commute, it's very random and based on my mood. I don't always follow the same route. And I prefer passing small streets because usually like a fast way to go to QC Hall from Xavierville Avenue. So you go to Camias and then you go to V. Luna and then you turn to Kalayaan Avenue and then Matalino. But I don't always like passing Kalayaan Avenue because even if there's a bike lane, cars don't respect the bike lane. As in, yeah. Especially going away from Elliptical, like it's really bad there. So I really prefer, you know, the Matalino, the mass, like the matatag, like. And
this is the yung may paint na green sa Kalayaan.
Yes, I don't like passing there because I don't know. I feel like at least going towards QC Hall, it's better. But then I don't know. I prefer like going at my own pace and what if I get lost, then I just check Google Maps. But and then yeah, I really have different routes, so that's why I think biking is really good for me, because if I have to do this with Grab every single time, I'm going to spend so much money
and so much time.
Yeah, like, as in, that's why like okay. Like cycling is really great for me.
Nice. Ako naman, I do 5 kilometers lang, so along Ortigas, tapos right now, going to the indoor cycling studio and from the studio going home. So it's just 5 kilometers going to and back. And what kind of commuting For me, it's more like a warm up to my spin class.
Right. Nice.
So parang ganun. Tapos parang may call time eh. So dapat bibilisan ka ganyan. So it's more like a challenge. Tapos pag pauwi na, it's more like a cool down. Like, okay, wala na. Tapos parang Ortigas.
Masayo ka rin ba pag ganun?
Kapag may music, you know, from the jeeps. You know. Pero more like ganun lang. So super dali. Yun yung pinaka-regular ko now.
Mm-hmm.
So easy. How about you, Jan?
For me, the thing is, I'm a designer, so I mostly work from home. Pero I do teach in Quezon City. So every Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays, that's when I really bike from Mandaluyong to Quezon City. It's around 11 kilometers. So I go from Pioneer Street and then Shaw, tapos dadaan akong Meralco Avenue, kanan ay kaliwa ng Ortigas Avenue, then I'll pass the EDSA White Plains bike lane slash pedestrian walk pathway, diba? And then turn right to White Plains, and then until I reach Katipunan Avenue. I enjoy it. I just moved to Mandaluyong a month ago, and I thought at first na parang oh no, baka maging dependent ako on my motorcycle. Pero hindi, lalo kung hindi na pa nag-rot na yung motorcycle dun sa right. Office na iwan ko na dun.
Okay. So pag-usapan natin yung mga commuting experiences natin, like lahat tayo. So I wanna know, maybe for the last part, like kasi parang pag-usapan yung problems. Pag-usapan yung good stuff in Metro Manila. But more like andun pa rin mga problems, andun pa rin yung mga factors na nag-hinder for others to bike. So, what do you think are like mga things that should change para mas maging bike friendlier pa yung Metro Manila? Ano yung mga gusto natin makita mangyari? Sino yung mga involved? Daming tanong, no? But you know, wanna know from different perspectives, from an urban planner perspective, for example. Yes.
Actually spot on yung comment mo no, na talaga maraming tanong because marami ring dapat ma-involve. In what I do in Manila Moves, I try to talk to a number of people. So like just to share with you, I'm in talks with the Dutch embassy since early this year, and pero yung conversation namin is really just for them to be able to help us think anong pwede nilang itulong sa atin. And so they're coming up with this public diplomacy events. And then I have talked to like local government units. But obviously, from their end, it's really influencing the infrastructure and policy, but it will take time. And then I'm working with different bike companies just to connect them to like regular people or people with zero knowledge who wanted to start by commuting to get to know more about their products that could help them. So different parts of it. Pero I think just to give it some structure, I think we can break down the problem into like short term, medium term, and long term, di ba? So like kung short term talaga, ang concern natin is really for us to ride the bike, dapat merong like bike racks, mga basic bike racks,
right,
yan. Para people wouldn't have to worry about where to put their bikes kapag nakarating sila sa opisina, sa simbahan, sa bangko. That's why I take photos ng mga establishments kung may bike rack man or wala. Kung meron man, is it good design? Baka naman pwede pang ma-improve.
Yes.
Actually, that helped me, like, cause I think I remember you took a photo of the one for PhilHealth Pasig, and cause I was like, okay, I was always wondering where I could park if I had go to PhilHealth.
And then apart from bike racks, syempre, like I would suggest putting up bike boxes sa mga signalized intersections. I took photos.
Yung drawing
ko na lang na, and then just to give us some safe space when we reach a intersection, tayo mauna. Pag nag-green yan, can safely go ahead and go back to the safe side of the road. So yun yung mga low-hanging fruits na kaya namang gawin eh.
How would we explain, sorry, to like drivers na parang, bakit ka maglalagay ng box sa harap namin? Diba?
Well, I think the proof of concept is already there. kung mapapansin nyo sa mga intersections, laging nauna yung mga siklista and even motorcyclist pa nga eh. Pero all the more that we have to get that space for us kasi obviously bawal tayong motor, and then kapag nag-green yan, eventually ma-overtake naman talaga tayo ng mga motor vehicles, masabilis sila, pero we just need to get that 3 to 5 seconds ahead of them. So and then that's really common sense actually, pero unfortunately alam naman sa atin, we live in a society, in a community na where we tend to be over legalistic eh. That's why back in July last year, I went up to MMDA, just a regular citizen. I set up an appointment with this director who handles the bike lane projects nila, and I explained to her this bike box concept. Na hindi ko naman concept, it's really from elsewhere na proven naman. Pero sa kanya parang doesn't really make sense sa kanya. So I think ano pa yan, more of engagement pa with them, trying to make them realize na may mga options naman. Then medium term at saka long term, obviously policy.
Right.
Medyo mas maraming trabaho.
Gusto kong balikan yung about bakit ba may mga bisikleta, yung mga cyclists na nasa harap na intersection. For me in imagine ko na parang nasa pro race, professional race, na you need to fight for a position. In a intersection, by the time mag-green yan, lahat mag-go.
Yep.
Motorcycles, cars, you need to fight for your position na makatawid ka safely. Pag nakatawid ka, nandun ka sa tamang position. Na hindi ka nasa gitna with the motorcycles, yung ganun. Nakatawid ka na safely. So maybe baka may mga nagtataka. Bakit nauna to? Nagmamadali na ba to? Oh. It's not just about that. You know.
I think one challenge din kasi for drivers to understand it is the patience it requires.
Yes.
Syempre as cyclists sometimes we fumble, minsan ako like nagki-cleats ako pag nagko-commit, so minsan hindi sumabit, hindi nag-clip yung
That happens to me
also. Tapos biglang, di ba mayroon mga drivers na 0.3 seconds.
My God. Oh.
Wala sobra. Pa. Sobra.
Nauna pa dun sa green light, di ba?
So,
I hope, magkaroon ng ganun culture of being patient towards each other.
Yeah, and I also like what Aldrin mentioned about or yung ginagawa ng Manila Moves, tapping different stakeholders, so, Dutch Embassy, for example, mga key players when it comes to cycling, bike commuting, LGUs, also ano yung nagko-connect sa cyclists and policymakers, or like paano ba kaya na para nabanggit din yung making meaning out of like different cycling concepts, bike boxes, bike commuting, what is it? It's more about making it more understandable. For not just for cyclists, but for everyone else. We talked about drivers, motorcyclists, yep. MMDA, policymakers. It's parang lahat involved in a way.
It is. Meron akong binabasang libro ngayon. It's written by a Canadian couple, Melissa and Chris Brantlett, who are now, they have now moved on to Netherlands in Delft. Where they work now full time there. Doon sila naka-base. And their book talks about building a bicycling city. And sa kanila, pag binasa mo yung libro nila, different chapters discuss different parts of that particular initiative. So, hindi lang siya infrastructure, hindi lang policy. Even yung tayo, yung community natin, different interests, different like the recreational cyclist, the yung utilitarian cyclist, even the businesses, yung mga cargo, if businesses will eventually consider including bicycle as part of their business operations, lahat yan sama sa amin. So it will take time, pero ang what I really like is yung progress natin, like having these P2P bosses. It really helps and really demonstrate realistic talaga na I can bring my bike, although right now folding bike pa lang yung posible, pero merong nag-comment sa Facebook page ko na someone from Alabang, inaallow nila na yung mountain bike niya,
sinakay. I bring my road bike,
sinakay
from, yeah. Pero sa loob, diba?
Sa loob because sabi ng driver,
because more and more we see, diba, yung mga low clearance na buses, bagong buses,
mga Ford.
So I think let's be positive. Talagang meron pa tayong mayroon pang hope.
Pero doon yung direction.
Yes, diba? Yes, yes.
Yeah. I think the beauty of it then is that so dami nating na isip na concepts. Parang it can get daunting, the entire ecosystem that needs to be developed. Pero it for me, parang it starts just by getting on the bike.
Yep.
No. The question, is it doable? Is bike commuting doable? For me, parang you answer it by getting a bike, getting on it, and trying it every day.
Yes.
That's right.
I agree.
Okay. So
thank you so much, Aldrin, for taking time to discuss with us. I think it's really good getting perspective of an urban planner who actually bike commutes.
Thank you.
So thank you so much.
Thank you for being here.
So don't forget to subscribe to the Cycling Matters podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and anywhere you can really find podcasts for your dose of cycling content after that weekend break. So just search Cycling Matters in your favorite podcast platform while waiting in line at the train station. And if you still haven't gotten on the train, you can catch more of Cycling Matters on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and Instagram, or on our website at cyclingmatters.ph. Again, that's cyclingmatters.ph. Thank you so much for tuning in, and we'll catch you on the next episode of the Cycling Matters podcast.